Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. The Health Ministry has launched a new campaign targeting respiratory infections as we head into autumn and winter. Last year's flu season was especially severe, with cases peaking above 2,500 cases per week. The flu vaccine is free with a doctor's prescription at pharmacies nationwide, and health officials say October is the best time to get vaccinated. The Grand Ducal Court has announced a new arrival. Princess Alexandra and her husband Nicolas Baghouri welcomed their second child, a baby boy named Heli, born on Friday the 17th of October. The couple's daughter Victoire now has a little brother. Both mother and baby are doing well. On day two of the Portugal murder trial yesterday, a forensic doctor said the victim was still alive when thrown into the water in 2021 and could have been saved. His partner, who is among the accused, allegedly admitted to poisoning the Luxembourg resident as well as to an early attempt using laxatives. The trial continues today. In international news, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte heads to Washington today for talks with President Trump, focused on peace efforts in Ukraine. The meeting was announced unexpectedly by NATO on Tuesday. Meanwhile, European countries and Ukraine are reportedly working on a 12-point peace plan that would end the war along current front lines. According to Bloomberg, the proposal includes creating a peace council chaired by President Trump. Sources say Trump pressed Ukrainian President Zelensky last week to withdraw troops from the Donbas region. In the Middle East, Hamas has handed over two more bodies to the Red Cross, believed to be Israeli hostages. The remains are being transported for forensic identification. And in Paris, prosecutors estimate damage from Sunday's spectacular Louvre heist at €88 million. Four suspects used chainsaws to steal eight priceless jewels in under 10 minutes before escaping on scooters. Authorities fear the historic pieces may be melted down and remain at large. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and Arsenal dominated last night's Champions League action with a 4-0 victory over Atletico Madrid. Barcelona thrashed Olympiacos 6-1, while PSG routed Bayer Leverkusen 7-2. Luxembourg's Leandro Barrero watched from the bench as his Benfica side lost 3-0 to Newcastle. In other matches, Manchester City beat Villarreal 2-0, Dortmund defeated Copenhagen 4-2, and PSV stunned Napoli 6-2. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic has announced he'll miss the upcoming Paris Masters, but added he hoped to compete at the tournament next year. Djokovic has not played an official match since going down to the then world number 204, Valentin Vacherot, in the semi-finals of the Shanghai Masters earlier in October. Clouds are out in full force, bringing with them a few periods of slight rain throughout the day. At night, the downpour should increase in intensity along with some strong gusts of wind, especially as we get into the early hours of Thursday. Today's temperature is basically the same as yesterday's, 9 to 11 degrees at minimum, going up to around 14 degrees for the max.